Reverend Father, fathers, Willie State Deputy, state officers, general agents, field agents, past state deputies, district deputies, grand knights, and delegates. It's a great pleasure to be here in West Virginia. I'd like to thank your state deputy, the state officers, for the hospitality that they've shown my wife, Barbara, and I since we've been here. It's always good to see Brother Knights pushing Father McGivney's cause. I'm going to be honest. Let's be up front. I'm going to talk about membership because that's what we do. You and I sell membership. The agents sell insurance. We promote the insurance. But you and I sell membership. And depending on where you are in the country, I'm from Connecticut. I was a state deputy in Connecticut for 3 years. And actually, we had a very good convention. We have a new state deputy. And he got up and said, Connecticut is in a crisis mode. And in New England, membership is in a crisis mode. We're losing members faster than we can get them. Now, it's not the same in all jurisdictions. Each jurisdiction is different, and that's what you guys have to evaluate. But it is about membership. Why is it about membership? Because it's very simple. And I'm glad that the state deputy is going to talk about his so that I can change my talk tonight. In 2017, West Virginia did $408,000 to charity, 226,000 hours to community service, 16,000 hours to help the sick and disabled. The RSVP program, which covers councils, assemblies, and squire circles, there was 6 units donating $5,000. Food for Families, 12 units donating 34,000 pounds of food. And Coats for Kids, 11 units, donating 72 cases. Now, what's the night? Like I said, we talk about membership. Okay, so we have the product. We have Coats for Kids. We have Food for Families. We have all that. All that stuff. All that is great work. And that's what we have to do. That's what God calls us to do. Help the needy. Clothe the naked. We have the fuel. The fuel is asset advisors in the insurance program. They're the ones that are able to give us breaks on Coats for Kids, give us refunds for the seminarians, for Food for Families. But now we need to get into our part, the membership part. We're the vehicle. We're the ones that go out there. So let's take a look at our vehicle. Is in Connecticut, our tires are a little slack. They're a little worn. Might need some brakes on those vehicles. Maybe we got some rust in our vehicles. So what is West Virginia's? Where are you guys in the line? And to tell you the truth, you guys are up at the top. You're number 24, ranked 24th. At the November meeting, I met the state deputy there, and I'm on several of the programs that the Supreme Knight has me on. One is membership. We have a monthly conference call, and Mark McMullen says you need to get a hold of West Virginia to see what they're doing right to be on a good roll. And that's a big boost when the director from Supreme asks us to get a hold of a state. And I've talked to Scott several times on several other issues. So you guys are doing a great job. Now we got a little problem. Not that big. Got about 6 weeks left. You're about 55 guys short. So that's roughly, 10 guys a week? There's at least 10 councils here, right? That's really only one member every week for the rest of the year. So it's not that difficult, or I shouldn't say it's not that difficult. It is difficult because not everyone wants to be joining. I'm too busy. I don't have time. I have soccer. I have this. I have that. The key is we're not asking them to give up their entire life. We're just asking them to give up a couple minutes. And I guarantee if I asked every single one of you when you were asked, you probably said, I really don't have time. And then they said, well, just give us a couple minutes. How many here give just a couple minutes a week? I guarantee it's more than a couple hours a week or a couple hours a day. So it looks like that hill might be a little too big to climb. I don't think so. I'm going to go out on the edge. And I've done this 4 times. I've been to 6 state conventions, but I've done it only 4 times because I look at where everyone stands. And of those 4, I said all 4 of them could make Circle of Honor. They were very close. Out of that, only one didn't. Because they didn't think they could. They thought the hill was too big. But it isn't. If you stop and think about it, All these numbers that you gentlemen did, this is 2017. 2018, I'm sure those numbers are bigger. But think about it just for a little bit, what you heard from the Supreme Knight. A brother knight takes in another member into his home. They're out there. They want to join. It's like a ball game. Baseball, football, whatever. It's not one and done. Do you want to join? No. And you walk away. You just have to keep talking to them. I did not join the very first day I was asked. It took me over a year. I had a field agent that took him 18 years. And you know what? He said the same thing I did. He regretted every day that he didn't join earlier. So when they say no, they're not interested, they're saying, yeah, I am, but not maybe at this very second. So put them down. Call them back. Listen to them. And if they're going to church every week and you see them helping out Father or they're doing something, they're a CCD teacher, their wife is, they're interested. They're just not ready to make that 100% commitment yet. And you have to show them the good that West Virginia has done for the church and for the community. So with that, I'd like to thank you again. You guys are doing a great job. And Willie State Deputy, thank you very much. Thank you.